We're doing an Octane show. He's delivered something special for you tonight by giving you your first Hobart 1000.
Yeah, it is. It's a great feeling. As I said before, there's a lot of time and effort and planning goes into these races, and whatever reason I've had, you know, maybe not bad luck, but just the dogs haven't had things go right on the when we tried to get them over on the plains, and this year we did a little bit different. We left the dogs over, and I think that's worked perfectly for us. The results there to show that tonight.
Well, probably you brought your best dog, Brett Lee, over here, and you know, unfortunately, you got knocked off by Top Shiraz, a local dog. But that's racing. I know you've been very keen to win a Hobart 1000. Now that you've done that, it's probably one of the few group ones that you haven't, you know, put your name on.
Oh no, there's plenty of group races all around the country.
Group ones.
Group ones, yeah, they're very hard to win. I've been lucky enough to win my few share of them. Yeah, so it's a great honour.
Well, let's talk about Octane Show. Now, you said he's probably approaching the twilight of his career, 3.5, but he might have a fair bit left in him yet.
Yeah, he's one of them dogs that's very sound, and he went off a little bit towards the end of last, middle of this year, and we decided to change him. We sent him to Perth, and then we went back to Brisbane. Tony Brett did a really tremendous job up there with him, and then we come back down here, and the dog's just really on top of his game at the moment, and he showed that tonight.
Was it a change of environment up in Queensland that may have done the trick?
Oh, without a doubt, he's been a dog that's been at home for probably nearly 18 months, and I suppose it's like anybody that goes to work at the same place every day. Without a holiday, you get a bit monotonous, I suppose, the word you would say, and he's really enjoyed the change and probably the better weather up there out of our winter, and come back to a nice springy sun down here as well, so it's been good.
Well, where do you go to next with Octane Show?
I'll probably go home for the Cranbourne Cup, and then we've got a Perth Cup. He's originally from Perth, so he knows the place backwards, so we'll probably head back to Perth with him for the Perth Cup.
Well, you've run third with Perfect Fancy tonight, and Perfect Fancy, he's a dog on the rise.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, he's a very good dog to come away for your first trip, and I thought when the boxes went up, he looked like he was began well, and I thought he's probably going to be the one to beat, but he sort of, there's a lot of pressure from the outside, and he's not used to that sort of bracing under that pressure at the moment, so give him another 6 months and he'll be very competitive in any of these races.
Sounds to me like if he stays sound and everything goes right, Perfect Fancy could be the dog you bring back to try and win back-to-backs.
Well, I'd like to try and do it if I can, yeah, for sure.
All right, mate, well done, and it's fantastic that you did win it. And to create history as well, because you've become the first trainer to prepare the winner of the Devonport Launceston Cups, which you did with Garden Prince earlier in the year, and to cap it off in the same year, with Octane Show. It's quite an achievement and a feather in your cap.
Yeah, it's something I didn't know about till this week, and I don't sort of think about those sort of things, but it's something you might reflect on years to come, that it's something you'll be able to tell the kids or the grandkids that we might have achieved one day.
I thought Ned might keep reminding you, mate. He's a lovely young bloke, and he's keen on the greyhounds as well.
Yeah, he loves the dogs. It's a family affair at home. We've got an older boy, Dylan, and a young little girl called Ruby, and Joanne, and I take it in turns of taking away when we go away, so he's just lucky enough to come on this trip.
All right, mate. Well, well done again, and you know, Hobart congratulates you, and you've been a great supporter of Tasmanian racing, and let's hope it continues.
Yep, for sure. Thank you.